Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast today, going to be clouds and sun once again. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. In Kenosha right now, the temperature 68, 66 in Burlington, Milwaukee 66, 62 in Racine. The Racine Common Council has picked a replacement to Judge Mark Nielsen in municipal court. Attorney Rebecca Mason, one of six candidates interviewed for just under 90 minutes. Mason telling Alderman last night she's been in private practice over a decade, focusing lately on estate planning and probate, and she'd like to be one of the game changers, in her words, in Racine going forward.
For those of you who do not know, parts of the municipal court are still done using carbon paper. I think that it's very important that we take the time to modernize and realize some efficiencies in our municipal court. And it's not just about technology. By developing and implementing innovative programs, we can enhance access to justice in the city as well. If you look around the state and around the country, municipal courts all over the place are implementing innovative ideas.
She says she has a passion for justice, and when asked about handling cases in which defendants are not represented by an attorney, that's most of the time these days, Mason used the words fairness and respect. She and Rob Weber each got 7 council votes, the latter, of course, having once been municipal court judge. Most recently, the city attorney, Marie Martinez, also got 1 vote. There was a tie-breaking second round of voting that went to Mason. She'll replace Mark Nielsen when he leaves July 1st to become a circuit court judge. Mason will be Racine's municipal judge until a special election in April of next year, the winner then serving out the rest of Nielsen's term until April of 2018. The latest monthly unemployment report from the State Department of Workforce Development showing that the jobless rates in all area municipalities went down from March to April and were lower than the rates of a year ago. Racine's jobless figure stays the highest in the state at 6.8%. It's down, though, 0.4 from March and 0.3 from a year ago. The rate, 4.7% in Mount Pleasant, 4.4% in Caledonia, 5.4% in Kenosha, 4% in Oak Creek. Business groups are still putting out a warning that new federal overtime rule could force them to cut staff or hours. However, Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says a lot of employers are ignoring the fact that the workers helped by this rule are not being paid for the extra hours that they spend on the job.
These are people working on average 47 hours a week, but not being paid any overtime because the rule is so out of date. This means they'll have more money in their pockets, more ability to spend in the local communities. When I hear, some of these businesses complaining about this, they're only taking into account their cost. They're not taking into account that their customers will have more money to spend.
The new overtime rule requires salaried employers making less than about $47,000 a year to be paid overtime, any overtime that they work. New study out showing Kenosha County residents, they're still commuting to work outside of the area in big numbers. The consultants indicate that if workforce-starved employers, they want to stop the talent drain, well, they're going to have to be a little more proactive. The report recommends, among other things, that employers become much more aggressive in recruitment efforts, suggesting as well that area schools promote the virtues of working locally. And a lot of America's young adults, the so-called millennials, well, looks like they're in no real hurry to move out of their rooms. According to this report from Bill Michaels.
For the first time on record, living with parents is now the most common arrangement for people ages 18 to 34. That according to an analysis of census data by the Pew Research Center. Nearly one-third of millennials live with their parents, slightly more than the proportion who live with a spouse or partner. It's the first time that living at home has outpaced living with a spouse for this age group since record-keeping began in 1880. I'm Bill Michaels.
A 34-year-old Kenosha woman killed yesterday morning in an accident at the I-94 ramp with Highway 142. State Patrol indicates the woman apparently lost control of her vehicle while she was northbound on the interstate, the vehicle rolling over at the 142 on-ramp. She was the only person in that vehicle pronounced dead at the scene. A name has not yet been released. Bradford High School in Kenosha was evacuated briefly Wednesday afternoon. There was a threat found on a bathroom wall. Students were allowed to return about 15 minutes later once police had checked the building. This incident does not appear related, though, to the phone calls received Monday at Pleasant Prairie Elementary School and Tuesday in reference to a threat for Case High School. Similar phone threats appeared to also be computer-generated, reported at a handful of schools in Metro Milwaukee. A rash of these things lately against schools all across the country. Texas and 10 other states, including Wisconsin, suing the Obama administration over that new directive about transgender students in bathrooms in public schools. Michael Toscano has more.
Joining Texas in the lawsuit are the Republican-led states of Oklahoma, Alabama, Wisconsin, Tennessee, Maine, Louisiana, Utah, and Georgia, along with West Virginia, which has a conservative Democratic governor. The challenge follows a federal directive to U.S. schools this month to let transgender students use the bathrooms and locker rooms that match their gender identity. The lawsuit accuses the Obama administration of, quote, running roughshod over common sense policies that protect children. It asks a judge to declare the directive unlawful. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Racine-based Modine Manufacturing Company reports a profit of $7.6 million, or 16 cents a share, in its recent fiscal quarter. That compares to a loss from the same period a year ago. Earnings adjusted for one-time gains and costs coming in at 36 cents per share. The village of Sturtevant takes another step last night toward acquiring some vacant land on Highway 11. The village board and its community development authority, voting to declare the property blighted, starts the process now to take the land away from its current owner, Racine County. These are empty lots across from the Farm and Fleet store, part of the old Cobble Court development. Now, the county got the land through foreclosure, and the village wants it for future commercial development. Corporation Counsel John Lehman for the county said that the county does not believe the land fits the criteria for blight under state law, which attorney Alan Markovitz disputes.
When you look at the map of this site, to say it's not predominantly open, there's nothing located on this property. I can't think of a clearer predominantly open description. If you look at the map, you can see that this is several different key numbers, so it's chopped up, which is the obsolete planning. And I think you've already dealt with the fact that as undeveloped property that could produce tax base and jobs here in the village.
Lehman said the county believes the property is worth about $358,000, could be sold on the open market for much more. The vote to declare the property blighted was unanimous. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section throughout the day. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.